The words of the old sweet hymn are so true. They go like this. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Words of assurance that lead us to our study today. Be not afraid. It's coming up from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy bay.
It's time for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jay Webb, and welcome to our study today as we embrace God's Word to help us meet the challenges of today. Let's open our Bibles and open our heart for this time of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you for the kind words to our Jay Webb. We appreciate Jay and his good words. You'll hear from him often on our broadcast. And greetings to each and every one of you for being with us today for our studies here from the International Gospel Hour. We've been on the air or online since 1934, and we are blessed to continue our work through the waves of radio as well as television and through a variety of other resources of which you are listening to our broadcast and can hear all of our work. We are greatly encouraged to mention other good works within Churches of Christ. Our friends DJ and Sarah Curry of Parkersburg, West Virginia, have a great effort that you can see online called AddedToTheChurch.com. That's AddedToTheChurch.com. You'll find exceptional articles by them and others, and you can also subscribe free to not one but two digital publications, The Mountain Messenger and The New Testament Expositor. Fantastic work, and we appreciate the efforts they put forth. Again, check them out at AddedToTheChurch.com. Once again, that's AddedToTheChurch.com. Our lesson text to consider comes from Mark the 6th chapter, verses 45 through 51. The Bible says concerning Jesus that immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Now when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. And when he saw him walking, or rather when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them and said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased. And they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled. Now, friends, we readily recognize this account of Jesus walking on the water from Mark 6, 45 through 51. And while we will study primarily from the Mark 6 text, we will note this account is also in Matthew the 14th chapter, verses 22 through 33, and John 6, 16 through 21. We'll be referring to those also within our broadcast. You know, the game show on television titled Jeopardy has been a long-time staple of television. For over 50 years, it still has its popularity, and it's very unique in the fact that the answers are given, then contestants state the question that applies to the answer. A little side note here. I find it rather interesting that when you have the six columns of questions that are listed on a Jeopardy board, if one of them deals with the Bible, have you ever noticed they are usually the last, that's usually the last column that is chosen? And there are questions asked or statements made and I'm about to have a fit because I know the Bible question. But see, it seems like that Bible study stumps a lot of people. Well, friends, we hope that when you listen to our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour, we help you with a better understanding of Scripture as we look at matters together. Now, from our reading of Mark 6, we're going to look at three questions that come forth from the text of Mark 6. But we're going to see the answer first and foremost as a constant reminder. Now, the answer? Well, it's same now as it was then. And what we need to hear once again are the words of Jesus when we face our storms. These words, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." A statement that is loaded with significance, that Jesus reassured them with his presence, telling them not to let fear overwhelm them, and how his words echo throughout history is a reminder that even in our most anxious and trying moments, we can find comfort and strength in him. As a matter of fact, friends, the phrase "be of good cheer," when you dig into the original Greek language, it's declared within as a command. The Savior commands when storms start to control, "Have confidence in me. Have boldness in me. Have courage in me." "Be of good cheer" is not a suggestion to get us through things, but a commandment we should embrace and hold to it every moment when those storms arise. "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Let's look deeper in just a moment, but first, a few words from our J-Web, and I'll be back in a little over 30 seconds.
Since 1934, the International Gospel Hour has been heard over the radio. We are one of the longest-running weekly religious programs in the history of American radio. We are very blessed to continue over the air through gracious giving of congregations of Churches of Christ, faithful Christians, and devoted friends. That's why you will never hear us asking for money from you, our listeners. Our study material is free, always has been, always will be. We appreciate you listening.
The answer? Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Here's question number one. Are our problems larger at night? You know, as we read the text from Mark chapter 6, verse 48 said they were in the fourth watch of the night, and that's believed to be between 3 to 6 a.m., the darkest of the times, and they were out in the part of the ocean where the depths of darkness no doubt existed. It was just a tough, tough thing. They were out in the midst of the sea, about 3 to 4 miles out, according to John's account. And it's where the winds and the waves would have been the strongest. We note how in verse 48 they were toiling in rowing. They were straining at rowing, as we noted. And they had several things that was going against them, that were actually going against them, we should say. You know, friends, when there are storms that are coming through our area where we live, and the weather men, the weather people are up during the night, the ladies, the gentlemen that deal with weather forecast, and they're working overtime, and they're advising you of tornado activity and things of that nature, I find myself up during the night and trying to stay in touch with that. You see, when I see a storm coming during the day, I'm a little more prepared, but at nighttime, it's hard to see those things coming. And you know, nighttime uneasiness does rise and fears increase because of darkness. For example, is a child more afraid of the dark at night or the light of the daytime. I've had many an individual who have lost their spouse tell me that the nights are the longest part of trying to adjust and missing them. In my years in local ministry and preaching, it seemed that when a storm, if you will, arose within a family, a problem arose, the majority of the time it was at night. I've often said that if the phone rings and you're a preacher, after 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., a lot of times it's not the best news. And so, friends, we understand that nighttime can make problems seem to be larger. You know, talking about night of interest, you know, Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night in John 3. He did so due to fear. What about another account of a storm at night in Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 37, and Luke chapter 8, beginning with verse 22? And to think about Jesus, who was arrested at night, went on trial at night, and think about that great challenge, Matthew 26, 31, and verse 50. Well, friends, as in all cases of what we may face at night and seem to be matters that are larger, Jesus is the answer. Yes, nighttime can make matters seem more and more difficult, but yet the response is the same. When Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." You see, Jesus is there. And you know, maybe it would begin that when things seem stronger at night, we need to look at our lives and say, how can Jesus help me? I would suggest, friends, to rise up and reach for the Bible and begin to read something that would be positive, something that would be good. Maybe it's time that God is going to use those storms that we need to seek Jesus and see that He is nearby. Could it be that our problems are driving us toward a better relationship with God? I mean, we've tried everything else and it just simply does not work. I think of a beloved sister in Christ who told me that due to her health, that a lot of times she awakened during the night, and when she would awaken, she would spend time in prayer until she could go back to sleep. Well, you know, 1 Peter 3:12 tells us the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, His ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And it could be that you're at a point in your life that when you're up at night and you're struggling with those problems, then maybe it's time that you take a careful look. And maybe it's time to study and to take a few moments in looking at the Word of God. I'm going to pause at this point here and allow our J-Web to share with you a very special Bible study by mail that, let's just say that you're having that tough night, that maybe you can reach and access this study and spend some time working with it to help you through the evening. Here is, once again, our J-Web.
An additional Bible study by mail is now available from International Gospel Hour. It's titled, God and Man, How to Be Saved from Sin. This study booklet addresses a number of questions about the salvation from God to man. And friends, like all materials, it's free. Call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, God and Man. Or you can go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type God and Man in the message box. Another Bible study that is free from IGH and our friends at godandman.com. That's God-and-man.com. And, you know, since you can't see it, let me just spell that out for you. GOD-AND-MAN.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And now, friends, let's consider the answer. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And here's our question. Number two, are our storms and fears moving our eyes from Jesus? You know, a number of years ago, the beloved bride and I joined others for a visit to Israel. And while there, we traveled on the Sea of Galilee, and we learned a great deal about their weather and the storms there. This layout of this part of Israel has the mountains of Lebanon to the north, a high mountain range that remains covered with snow most of the year due to the very high and very cold altitude. The Sea of Galilee is 600 feet below sea level, and when the air heats above the sea and the cold air comes down to fill the void, that onrush of air will stir and create very strong storms. Therefore, we do see the accuracy of the statement how the wind was contrary in verse 48, and against them, as we noted earlier, and in Matthew 14, verse 24, how the wind was contrary or against them, and later in verse 30, how the wind was boisterous. In other words, the storm continued to increase. Its strength continued to be greater. Now, when we note the parallel text of Matthew 14, 29 through 31, Jesus told Peter to come to him, and Peter walked on the water. But what happened? Remember, Peter looked away and began to sink. And interestingly enough, as we blend the harmony of the Gospels together, when he looked away and began to sink, it was after Jesus had given the answer, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." Well, friends, let's not be too hard on Peter, because many times do we not focus on our fears instead of focusing on the one who will help us with our fears? And when he cried out to Jesus, was Jesus not there for him? Of course he was. Now, friends, there have been the occasions that I've studied, and we've often wondered, and I've even said it myself, I no longer will, I wonder how far Jesus let him sink before he pulled him up. Well, friends, if we see when he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus said, O ye of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? And he brought him up, we see Jesus reached for him and reached for him immediately. You see, Jesus is always there to reach for us, but will we be reaching for him? Jesus provides the hope that is the anchor for the soul. He is the hope. From Hebrews 6, verses 19 and 20, this hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, in which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. So, friends, when we see the challenge, let's seek the consolation from God. Where there are pressures, let's look for and embrace the promises. And when our lives are haggard and worn down, know there is hope for the soul. And we need to be looking on Christ. Don't look out on everything else. Look on Christ as he will help us deal with those things. And we'll talk more about that with our next question. But first, allow me once again to take just a very brief break for a few more words from our J-Webb.
For over 30 years, the Gospel Gleaner has brought forth sound biblical articles for your reading and study. It is published online 4 times a year, and subscriptions are free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up, and let them know you heard about it from the International Gospel Hour. That's gospelgleaner.com.
And now, friends, the answer, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Here's the final question. Are we troubled when we see Jesus? Back to Mark chapter 6, verses 49 and 50, and when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. You see, friends, when one focuses on one's fears, one will have a tendency to look away from one's faith. And yes, there are many uncertainties in life, and we wonder, we're concerned. I mean, friends, in this day and age, there are a lot of things. Yet there is Jesus, but are we troubled? And I know that may be a unique question, but do we turn to Christ with our fears? You know, I've spoken with many individuals about matters in their lives, fears in their lives, and from the conversation, I would suggest from the very outset, and sometimes I address it this way. Number one, do you want to do what's right? Number two, do you want to do what the Bible tells you to do what's right? And number three, are you ready to do what's right now? Well, if I have someone that will give me a no of any one of those three, then they're not ready to address what they need to do. And I've suggested to people a better relationship with Christ and His church. And you know, friends, it is strange. I've had individuals ask for help, but when you talk with them and they look at you, it's not the help that they are looking for. Well, let me throw this in. If they had the answers they are looking for, why would they be asking me? Would not their fears have been dealt with? Would not their challenges have been met? I mean, would not that already been taken care of? But when we sit down and sometimes when we challenge people to change their lives to begin at that point with a better relationship with Christ, to be added to His church, to be what God would have them to be, to simply become a Christian, to work and to make changes, and they refuse, well, what more can you do? But you know, friends, there are countless others who, in dealing with their fears, their anxieties, their uncertainties, they will turn to Christ, they will seek a better answer, the best answer, and walk closer with Him, and they will see a difference. I mean, it works every time. Now, let's keep in mind our lesson text and note this. Here were His disciples on that boat. They had been working with Him, and He sent them away when He went to pray. And they were His closest workers, followers with Him every day. Among them were fishermen who knew how the sea and the storms could become. Yet they were afraid. They had their fears. And then they heard the good words, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." He had what they needed. You know, friends, Jesus Christ has what we need in the storms of life. If we're troubled and we look at our lives and we see an absolute total mess of it, please remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 11:28 when He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." learn of me, and you'll find rest for your souls. Let's learn from Jesus about faith. In John 8:24, Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins." And he also said in Mark 16:16, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." Let's learn of Jesus when he taught the importance of repentance, changing one's direction in life, Luke 13:3, and commanded to be preached in all nations beginning at Jerusalem, Luke 24:44-47. And in Matthew 10:32-33, let us learn confession from Jesus. Again, Mark 16:16, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." And then how he told the churches, the seven churches of Asia, specifically Smyrna in Revelation 2:10, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Folks, if we just say, "My life has gotten me into this mess, this storm, or this storm has come upon me and I don't know how to deal with it," remember, be of good cheer. That's a command. It is I. Do not be afraid, and let us learn of Jesus, to look on Jesus, and don't look out on everything else. You know, a few moments ago, we shared with you our Bible study by mail, God and Man, How to Be Saved from Sin. Thousands have obeyed the gospel with that study. Let us send you that study. Once again, our address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. But the easiest way to do it, folks, is call our toll-free number at 855-444-6988 and leave us your name and address and just say God and Man, and we'll send that to you quickly. You can also go to our website, to the contact tab, and leave us the same information, and we'll send you that study. Let's make some difference in our lives. Let's wrap up this study from Mark 6, when in verse 48, when he saw them straining at rowing, the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea and would have passed them by. Friends, in our most trying of times and in our sinful state, don't allow Jesus to pass by. John's account in John 6:21, that they willingly received him into the boat. Maybe it's time to receive Jesus into your boat through obedience to the gospel, as we mentioned moments ago. Through one's faith in Christ, repenting of our sins, confessing our good faith, and baptism into him to be added to his church. The conclusion, Matthew 14:33. "Truly, you are the Son of God, and the Son of God has the answer. Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." Friends, we hope this study will prompt you to help you in those trying times. And again, if we can be of help to you with study material, out of the things that we have shared with you today, the reading material and all that, you can access those at our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Send us a message if you need to, if you're looking for something that we've mentioned that you can't find. Or again, call us for the God and Man study, 855-444-6988. And listen, let us know where you're listening to our broadcast from. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to continue these studies together at another time. Friends, thank you always for joining me here on the International Gospel Hour as we study God's Word together. Once again, thanks. Have a good week. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. To God be the glory. And we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. Feel free to listen to our other programs at our website at internationalgospelhour.com. And join us next time.